It is time for us to check sports. Mike Cossey got a late start today, so he will join us tomorrow morning with his look at sports. But first of all, we'll start off here with the UConn women's basketball team, as yesterday they vanquished Villanova 84-39, running their record to 23-1. By the way, Villanova going into that game was only 15-5. And that was a Big East semifinal. They are just on a roll, so congratulations to the UConn women. Meanwhile, the UConn men entered the top 25 as they extended their winning streak to 4 games. So it looks like the UConn basketball program is back-to-back, back in force with both the women and the men. And by the way, the UConn Huskies have extended the contracts for both Dan Hurley, who is the basketball coach, and football coach Randy Edsall. So that's the news out of UConn. Major League Baseball yesterday. Yes, they're playing games, and yes, I watched it. Didn't matter that it's a spring training. I watched the Yankees yesterday. Twins defeated the Rays by a score of 8-4. The Brewers over the Red Sox 5-4. The Yankees defeated the Phillies 4-0. The Mets and Marlins wound up in a 4-4 tie. A 4-4 tie. All right, spring training, what does it look like standing-wise? Well, the Mets are 3-2. Miami, by the way, is 4-1. The Yankees are 4-3. The Red Sox are 3-4. So, you know, it's really early in the season to talk about standings. And here's what the problem is with the NBA. Great basketball, don't get me wrong. The players are unbelievably talented. But there's just too much offense. The All-Star game, it's gotten like the NFL All-Star game. Team LeBron defeated Team Durant 170-150. 170-150. Now, I guess during an All-Star game, people like to see action. That's why the NFL does what they do and the NBA does what they do. But I don't know. 170-150. That's a lot of points in a game. Oh, goodness gracious. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Devils beat the Bruins. Now, that's amazing, by a score of 1-0. The Rangers fell to the Penguins by a score of 5-1. That's not amazing. what do we have going on today? Any of the local teams in action today? No. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Penguins again. The Devils take on the Capitals tomorrow. And that's where we stand. All right. That's the National Hockey League. In other sports news, it looks like the New England Patriots are trying to get their quarterback back. What do I mean by that? Well, it looks like they're targeting Jimmy Garoppolo from the San Francisco 49ers. Now, meanwhile, Russell Williams' trade is what the Bears are trying to set up to solve their quarterback problems. Anthony Sherman, Kansas City Chiefs, he announced his retirement. The NFL hired their first black female game official, Maya Chaka. So congratulations to her. And the comeback story, I think, of in sports for the year, Alex Smith. Came back after 3 seasons, played after that disastrous leg injury. He was released by the Washington Redskins per his own request. Per his own request. In basketball, Blake Griffin has signed a deal with the New Jersey Nets, but they're not that anymore. They're, of course, the New York Nets. I go back to the red, white, and blue basketball. You know what I mean? Red, white, and blue basketball. Nothing like it. And like I said, it's just nice to have baseball back on TV and watch it yesterday. And nice to see Aaron Boone back in the dugout, feeling better after getting a pacemaker. He said he hopes to return and at full strength. And he, you know, he looked normal yesterday, but then again, that was on television. From a long, long ways away, so I don't know how convincing that was. But the Yankees looked good. He looked good. It was nice to see green grass. It was nice to see people in the stands, even though it's limited. It's nice to see all that. A little feeling of normality. That is a check on sports this morning.